I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're getting big, our worries are mixed, let's have some cake. While the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big, our worries are mixed, let's have some cake. While the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big, our worries are mixed, let's have some cake. While the Grawlix saves the world.
Hello, welcome back to the Grawlix Saves the World. I'm Adam Caton-Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
This is the podcast where we try to better the world around us by bettering ourselves. And it is the first day of 2021.
Ding,
Happy New Year,
dong,
gentlemen.
Ding dong. Is that where you did? I rang the New Year's bell?
Yeah, dude. No? I heard it loud and clear.
I could hear it from here. I took my headphones off. I could hear you doing that all the way
just across. Just echoing
Denver.
Throughout the city. Ding. I drive around with my windows down every New Year's Day. Ding, dong, ding. I think people appreciate it.
He just hurls penny candies at the children. It's yes. Andrew. Happy New Year.
I thought
the saint of the New Year.
The saint of the New Year.
I thought it would look a lot different and looks exactly the same as 2020, which does not bode well. I'm not a, but...
Everybody's been like, man, 2020 can't be finished fast enough. It's like, you really think the year was the problem? The calendar, the arbitrary set of days that we designed?
No, or that 2020 was the year that every misstep and thing that we ignored in to make ourselves healthier as a people culminated on that date. So this is going to be an interesting year. But I will say this, bright point of 2020 for me, and I want to say this to both of you, everybody, get ready for a little Ernest Goes Podcasting.
I loved that episode. He didn't know what to do. He was in over his head.
Ron, if you could sound the sentimentality whistle.
I want to say...
Did you say sentimentality?
That's sentimentality. Yeah, it's delicious.
Is that one of those candies you get at the checkout aisle?
No, it's his new baking... it's his new storefront baking shop. It's like one of those cookies.
Sentimentality. And there's sentimentality. Like, and there's like kind of a bittersweet message, like a fortune baked into each cookie.
Yeah.
Andrew, that's a great idea. Anyway, pivot.
But he doesn't tell you this is not going to last long. The fortune's on cedar plank and it's in the middle of the cookie. A lot of problems with the business plan.
Hey, I warn people when they come in.
No, I was going to say...
Clearly visible sign.
2020, without question, worst year of my life. Not a fun year at all. But I will say, hanging out with you guys, doing this podcast, laughing, a high point of it. So thank you for doing this with me, because and I know a lot of people have reached out who listened to this and said that it kept them laughing. We hope that people who listened to it through 2020, what a shit year. We hope that it brightened you up as much as it did us, because I know it was something we all looked forward to doing from our weird quarantine homes.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I think we have a real yin yang thing here.
Oh, it was not good for you.
I love it.
We're doing the sentimentality horn.
I know, and I violated the protocol.
Yeah,
yes. And also, a new year.
Ron, will you sound the sentimentality horn for me too? Because I right back at you, buddy. Right back at both of you. And it's funny, we started this podcast just being like, hey, improving ourselves is probably a good idea generally. And then it kind of turned into the year where we needed a lot of self-care and yeah. and things to sort of get our minds off of everything going on and trying to be better people. So it was oddly good timing to have this podcast this year. And yeah. I hope everyone enjoys it in the coming year as well. I don't think it's going to be unfashionable to be taking care of yourself this year.
Yeah. Well, that being said, it's 2021. How do we start this off? You know,
I mean, got a chow chow. We call them chow chows. First of all, we call them chow chows now.
This bold changes already coming down the pipe.
You mean that type of dog that's known for biting everybody?
Yeah, an angry little dog. Little chow chow. And then the bark is just fucking excruciating.
Yeah.
But chow chow, something that I think a lot of people live by and that I kind of have fun with but would like to try more seriously. Horoscopes, dude. Your daily fucking horoscope.
Wait a second. Adam, you read a horoscope regularly?
You dabble in horoscopes?
As everyone knows, I'm a bit of a throwback. I get the newspaper, the old school, regular, pick it up and read it newspaper every day. And as a fun little thing, I just go to the back when I'm in the entertainment section. I read my horoscope. And then I read Katie's to her. Katie and Malcolm, his birthday is after the day after her birthday. And so I read the horoscopes every morning and I don't really think about like, okay, I got to live my day like this, but I just read them as a fun thing. And we kind of are just like, huh. And we just think about it. We put it into our databases and go about our day. And I enjoy that.
I gotta say, Andrew, I don't know about you. This is shocking to me.
Did you know he does this?
Cause I've never, this is a true revolution, a revelation to me.
And a revolution. And a revolution. I had no idea.
Maybe we should do a separate chow chow, which is we all pick up a thesaurus this year and kind of examine our language use a little more.
You're so sentimental, Adam. And I went to, and I mispronounced it. But it's a revelation to me. You knew that he does this, Andrew?
No, I had no idea. This is crazy.
It's not like I'm out there fucking in the yard staring at the moon asking for guidance. I just read.
No, but somebody else does that and puts it in the newspaper for you.
I'm sorry that I read every part of the newspaper.
I love that idea. You're like, I don't go out and do that. I read the ramblings of someone who does.
You like it secondhand. I get it.
I don't, but it's not like it's Bible to me. It's just like, huh, what about that?
No, it's just, one of the grandest cynics I've ever met in my entire life.
Okay.
Yeah, you just strike me as somebody who's extremely pragmatic. If it can't be proven or it's not tangible, you're like, fuck that, it's not real. And I'm not saying you haven't had your moments of that in the past, but it definitely, like, that's shocking to me.
Yeah.
2021 is all about shocking revelations from Adam Caton Holland. Get used to it. It's about shocking new elevations from me.
Relevations and elevations.
All right. So I'm coming day one with some new shit. It's the new ACA. And I believe Adam's in crystals.
Also, Adam's Denver-based realty company is called Relevations.
Yeah.
And check them out. You want to be put into a townhome in Uptown.
Our slogan is get your house higher. We actually just... We jack up houses. We can add about 15 feet of elevation with a very simple process if your seller can withstand it.
So
what is the challenge to believe that you do this?
Well, wait, I want to know, Andrew.
Yeah. I mean, just can you guys handle it? And like, do we continue this friendship?
Andrew, do you ever read horoscopes?
I don't, although now that Adam mentioned it, it was funny. I remembered.
Jesus. Here's some story from the past.
The horoscopes, Jesus was against the horoscopes, so Andrew's parents held him down in the attic of the garage and made it.
Okay, so
I was going to say that back in the day when I would get the physical newspaper.
It's quaint. It's nice.
I'm not against it.
God, it's cool for the earth.
If I came across him, I would read my horoscope just for the fun of it. I wouldn't like seek it out, but I'd be like, oh, it's the horoscope page. And I'd read it kind of just, yeah, I don't even know why. Just like a passing thing.
Right. That's, yeah. I just come across it every morning in the paper.
and I happen to try to live by it a little bit. I've never really
I have, however, have had people in my life who are very into it. And so I hear about it through those people.
I don't ever read horoscopes. I think they're the same as the Farmer's Almanac. Like, you can speak in vagaries and just toss out general ideas that could apply.
Farmer's Almanac's legit, dude. That's just legit.
Yeah. How does the Farmer's Almanac continue? Like, people will still like cite it when they've been wrong colossally many, many times. It's not, there's no science.
I've been saying this pod needs to take a stance against farmers for a while. So Ben, you have the floor.
This is our year to do it. Farmers have had it too good for too long.
They got Farm Aid. They're fine.
We put on an amazing concert for you.
DMB, fucking Mellencamp.
I've never understood astrology. I don't understand what part of it it speaks to people. Every time I read it, I'm like, yeah, this could apply to anybody. It's like
a fortune
somebody,
cookie.
Or a medium coming in and just making, well, someone in your life that you cared about passed away. And I'm a human fucking being. People die all the time.
I mean, I am more cynical about it than you guys think. I just read them. And then I never am like, oh, well, I was going to go to the store today, but it says don't. So I'm just like, I don't.
I wish the horoscopes were that specific. Don't go to the store today.
Do
not walk into a store today.
Do you shop at the Safeway in Five Points? Oh, buddy, not today.
That's what I'm saying. I wish they were like, that's what I've always wished. Just at least give me, even if it's wrong, and then I'll try to live by that, would be amazing. Like,
well, that's what I think this challenge is like, we're going to each read our horoscopes every day.
Okay.
And contrary to what I've been doing, we all need to listen to it. We need to, despite the vagaries, we need to decipher what that means to us and try to enact that day.
Like, create a hard, like, actual thing that means. Rock hard, solid.
Create a rock hard reaction to the action of reading the horoscope. And I mean rock hard.
Yeah. Okay. One that, like, it makes you lightheaded. Like, a reaction that makes you
lightheaded. Yeah, there's no blood up there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm talking, there ain't no flip-flopping on this thing. This is a fucking beam
no
that old you could
time
support a wall
cap.
With. No,
nothing,
sir.
As you said.
It's a load-bearing wall beam.
Okay.
That's how hard your action is off of the horoscope, or your reaction.
I mean, this is an interesting first of the year challenge. I could use a little mysticism, anything, guidance. I don't care. Just tell me I'm going in some sort of a direction.
You should come to my bakery, Sentimentality. I think
have one of his famous cedar plank cookies. Yeah.
I warn people, you break it in half before you bite it. You'll find the piece of wood. You won't bite into it. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
That's a lesson in itself.
So we read our horoscope every day, and then we take rock hard action in our lives.
Yeah, just decipher what it means to you and put that into action for that day. Doesn't have to be a giant thing, but just something to see if it sort of improves our lives in any way or offers us any solace. And you can do any horoscope. There's so many fucking horoscopes out there. The one I read in the Denver Post, I don't even know who puts it out. I'm sure it's syndicated. Very simple little horoscope. So maybe I'll explore new ones. Like, you can go to any web. There's so many different horoscopes.
You think
there,
somebody writes the horoscope that's in the Denver Post? No.
It's like one of those AI algorithms that just barfs.
Every morning they find the edict stuck to the wall.
Whoa,
on the
really?
It's stuck to the glass. Yeah. Somebody has wheat pasted it to the outside of the building.
Like Luther's thesis.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
I got 99 thesis, but the Pope ain't one.
Nice.
That's a joke for...
This is why the Smithsonian constantly retweets our pod.
That was definitely a deep cut.
I got 99 problems. I got 99 theses, but the Pope ain't one.
Yeah. That's a t-shirt. That's definitely a deep cut for all you Protestants out there. And,
hell yeah.
Big up
Luther ass
the rhymes. Original Protestant.
Dope ass Luther rhymes.
The revisionist, the man. Okay, so we're going to live according to our horoscopes. We're going to try to make
sub-challenge.
Rock hard.
B, be a little bit better friends and realize that Adam is not as cynical as you think and kind of believes a little bit.
Let's stick to the main challenge.
Yeah, okay, what's the horoscope challenge then?
I'm going to tell you right now, Adam, I'm not a sub-challenge guy. You know that.
Okay, so that is the challenge then. We just read a horoscope and enact whatever you think it means to you that
day.
We'll
come back and we'll have our horoscopes. We'll talk about what those things were that we tried to do that day. Right. Give a few and see if we were able to do it and see if it had some appreciable effect.
Exactly. A lot of people believe in this stuff and a lot of people do it.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people believe in a lot of cool things on this planet. I think we can all agree on that. I don't think we've ever got sidetracked on beliefs that are systems that are completely erroneous. But anyway, I want to start off 2021 and I want to say this right off the bat. You guys have insulted me every time with the way I introduce the comics. Mm-hmm. You say that I repeat the same thing over and over again.
Yep.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our
live
show?
Live stand-up comedy as opposed to just stand-up comedy that's not live. Like
you
us
know
just...
a lot of people are doing it through those digitized voice programs. But
oh, hell yeah. Auto-tune that shit.
Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy? Let's get back to it. Now, one thing I do want to say about this, and despite my intro, which I know you guys don't like, according to producer Ron, we played over 40 comics last year, which is not over 40 years old.
No, that's when people.
I mean, that would be nice, though. You know, throw people a bone.
But we played clips from over 40 different comics. And I know that for you guys and for myself as well, that means we love stand-up comedy. We love hyping great stand-up comedy. We're going to continue to do that because this is a wonderful craft and something we're all still very passionate about.
And shout out to producer Ron for combing through the archives and finding all that stuff from our recorded past live Grolic shows. We're going to keep it coming in the new year.
And I think because we appreciate it, we're just going to call you producer Ron today. We're not going to come up with any stupid names.
We'll see how the second half goes.
Let's do that. Let's listen to a comic. Love this dude. So funny. He's also, during Quarquar, has been doing these amazing DJ nights via Instagram Live that are so fun. And he spins disco. He spins all kinds of great stuff. And he's an amazing comic. So everybody enjoy Kevin O'Brien. When we come back, we will have touched the stars.
Y'all into astrology in the house? For round of applause, anybody in astrology? Yeah? Any guys into astrology? No, of course not. Never a single one. Because guys aren't allowed to be into astrology. Guys are allowed to willingly give themselves a staph infection for never washing their lucky jersey. But if you crunch the win-loss percentage of that lucky jersey, you're still just a Browns fan. You know what I mean? Like, guys are just superstitious in a different way. I'm into astrology. I mean, I'm kind of into astrology. I'm into astrology like people that bum cigarettes. I'm only into it when I'm drunk or going through something. Those are the only two times I'm ever checking my horoscope. Like, I don't believe in God, but I know the moon's looking. You know, that's kind of where my spirituality is at this point. I've also been told I have a narc face. Thank you for confirming it, all 200 of you. It's great. I know I have a narc face. I love having a narc face. People tell me like it's a diss. I'm not a narc. I just have the face for it. So I've gotten so much trouble in my life with this beautiful narc face. Like when I was in college, I'd be at a house party. Cops would show up. I go from party goer to concerned citizen like that. I would just set down my red solo cup, step on the sidewalk, be like, oh, thank you guys so much for showing up. These kids are getting out of control. If I really wanted to still, I'd take off my pants, run out in my boxers, be like, I gotta work in the morning. I called you an hour ago, God damn it. Never once got a ticket. Never once.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Ooh, nice, nice. We're back. We're a week down the road, and we're mystical and in tune with the planets and our signs.
We have consulted the stars and the planetary oracles for guidance.
This is what you did during D&D. This is like D&D for...
This is like...
This is the same voice.
Girlfriend D&D. I don't want to say that was a bit sexist, but
new year, new misogyny.
Who are into astrology are women. So
okay, Andrew. Well, we now that's everyone complained to what is it, the Orbidol on Twitter? Let's get
yeah. But you have to follow me before you complain. Thanks.
But thank you everybody for being back. As you know, Saturn is in Gatorade right now, and it is. Very.
Which means you're in the splash zone of good vibes.
The emotional splash zone.
You're in an emotional splash zone right now.
Really listen to yourself today and put on your bib of listening.
I'm picturing two late night psychics picking up the cooler of Gatorade and dumping it on us as if we'd won the championship.
I'm telling you, I say it's in Gatorade amazing. Because it quenched my thirst for knowledge. I want to say this off the bat before we go into any, whether or not anybody completed it.
Yep.
I want to say whoever came up with this idea, you can go and fuck yourself. This is my new least favorite one. Okay, cool. How do we go?
It was only Adam's wife. It was only Adam's wife, so no big deal.
Hey, Andrew, Mr. New Misogyny in 2021, I thought of the challenge. It had nothing to do with my wife, but I love that you think only women can be into the stars.
You told us it was your wife.
Yeah, well, okay, listen.
Don't Let's gaslight just get to the me, you gaslighting piece of shit. I know what
Listen,
you said.
You call Andrew the misogynist. You're the one that reads the newspaper to your wife. You know, you gotta let her start reading.
It's dangerous. She gets dangerous ideas in her head, and you know that.
I think that it was a fun challenge, and I like doing challenges submitted by other people. And your wife is cool, Adam. How about we? Just
You're right.
She did this episode with that.
She did think of the challenge. I forgot, but I brought it to the table, so I want a half credit.
Okay, cool. So also misogynistic, a dude taking half the credit for something a woman came up with entirely. So let's go ahead and let's keep moving on.
I brought this idea to the table. Yeah. Now, I got to go back to the Those Who Can't writer's room and see how many of these jokes.
I brought Malcolm to the table. all right. So, this was an insane
Ben
challenge.
Hated it. Yep. Andrew loved it.
I was okay with it.
Well, let's just feel the viewer in or the listener in. Basically, we just read our horoscopes wherever we wanted to get them from and tried to live our life accordingly. And it sounded like it went terribly. So, Ben, why did you hate this so much? Why is this your least favorite challenge?
Well, because I set out with this podcast, whenever I do a challenge, to try to jump headlong into it, I really try to do it at a reasonable amount, with the exception of getting rid of social media, which I took some liberties on. I think I've paid my debt to this podcast for what I did during that episode.
You're but, still on parole. You have not paid your debt to the system.
For half-assing what's and actually your biggest problem.
We're going to need a pee test from you pronto.
There's some Twitter coming out in your urine. Yeah. My problem with this one was that it could be the one that I used Daily Horoscope, the app, and it could be that
it's very highly rated. It's very highly rated in the app store.
And it's one that apparently a lot of people use because there were a lot of reviews on it. And I have no clue how to execute any daily change to my life utilizing vagary from a horoscope. I mean, honestly, I could just justify whatever I do with, I could be like, I could have wanted to go go-karting any one of these days and used any one of these to waste my time go-karting and just been like, well, the horoscope says I should.
While others are tucked in safe, you're out there taking risks.
And I'm like, go-karting.
I think that's fine. Yeah, that's the universe telling you to go-kart that day.
Yeah, and then it'd be like, you may find yourself feeling as if you are not on the right track. But you are. Track, like, dad, go-karting. Yeah. I mean, literally, it's all so fucking vague.
Reach out to loved ones. The guy who works at the go-kart place. Yeah.
He said he loved my latest lap time. He said the way I hit those corners. I'm go-karting every day. I love horoscopes. The problem I have is that it is so vague. It allows any person to interpret it in any manner, thus not really eliciting any actual change. It's just more vagary for you to justify the things that you do on a day-to-day basis. Monday, December 28th, a clash you recently experienced with someone may not be about what you think it's about, dear Gemini. Okay.
Oh, that's nice that they.
That's a pretty classic one where they tell you, you know, an event like that, like, oh, this you thought it was like this, but maybe it's like this. It lets you reevaluate.
Yeah, even though it may have come about during a certain conversation and you're drawing a natural conclusion because of that, the issue may be much deep. It's all maybe much deep. Could not be, you know, so if I have an argument with, say, my wife and I'm like, maybe I want to, but you know what? Maybe I'm right about that. That's what the horoscope's saying. You could be correct. It probably wasn't much deeper. It was probably that argument I got into in traffic with that guy who cut me off. It was probably about him. It wasn't my fault. I took it on myself. I could just go down any number of rabbit holes with these of logic. Think back to the past and review other conflicts you may have experienced. That's bullshit. You both know I'm not a conflict-based guy.
So no, this one seems...
This one just seems off, you know? And so that day I was like, well, how do I apply that? Certainly I've had a lot of heavy conversations with my significant other and whatnot. And I'm like, how do I apply that? But my own ego is like, no, there's nothing deeper to that. You know, you were right. She was wrong. That kind of a thing. I just don't like the vagary.
So it sounds like your ego is preventing you from going deeper into the vagaries and making them specifics
wisdom.
That could be. Could be helpful.
That's definitely what it is. I think I'd need an app. Like going through these, they were all just insane. Hey, even though a holiday is approaching with the end of the current year and the beginning of a new year, this is a great time to start a new venture.
So
it's like a fortune cookie. It's like something that comes out of a fortune cookie.
I think you need a third podcast.
Do you think between two podcasts, all the jujitsu I do, the band, stand-up comedy, trying to do other ideas, you know, and family life. Do you both think that I need another venture?
That depends. Are you into stamps?
And will you finally listen to my presentation on this reusable cookware? I think you are going to want to be a member of the Pampered Chef family.
USPS is doing some amazing stuff with seasonal stamps that are going to increase in value. That's just good investment.
This is a venture that pays for itself, okay? You're going to be in business for you.
This is a weird one. The stars suggest that the two dipshits and one you that you continuously, creatively, I don't know why I put quotation marks around creatively conspire with.
Sounds specific.
Are a lead weight around your ankle. You will float.
No, that's just your low jack from being on parole, you piece of shit.
I could use what I think that I have the biggest problem with this is that it's all like the vague portion of it. I think if somebody came up with an app that was just flat out told you, like, some of the humorous ones that I would read in The Onion or whatnot were like funnier to me. They were more
because it's The Onion.
Yeah.
We should come up with an app that just gives specifics. We're not trained.
Yeah, super specific
horoscopes. Just super specific
horoscopes. Yeah, yeah. Today you're going to debate not using the crosswalk. Oof, bad idea. Walk that extra little bit.
Avoid grapefruit. Avoid grapefruit.
So I think that was my biggest problem was just I could have walked out the door and been like, look at me and give me some vague advice to any stranger on the street. And I could have... You know, they could have been like, you look tired and maybe you should
get
some more
sleep.
Maybe
you should try a new venture. I don't know.
Andrew, well, what about you? Did you find it vague that you couldn't put it into action?
Well,
I knew
it would be vague because a horoscope has to speak to every single person who might stumble upon it in order to be, you know, deemed quality and successful. If your horoscopes are super specific in the newspaper, there'll be like seven people that are like, never get rid of these horoscopes. And then everyone's right. Like, yo,
but those are lifelong
horoscopes.
Fans.
So they have to be vague by their very nature. And I think that flexibility is kind of what gives them their harmless nature that makes them, you know, something the people that are into them, it's good for them. That's fine. I use two different apps.
You mean the women, Andrew?
People, I said. In my life, yes,
oh,
women.
Oh, okay, Andrew.
In
so women
my
aren't
life,
people. That's what Andrew's saying.
No.
He's saying
oh
women aren't
God.
People.
It's getting bad. It's getting bad out
Ron,
of Andrew.
You've got to edit out. You've got to edit out these pull quotes. I'll give you a little background on my astrology. I know.
Yes,
buckle up,
please.
Come over here and sit on my silk rug.
Sit on. That's weird. Okay.
So
sure.
For a.
Did you say sit on your adult rug?
He said silk rug.
Oh.
But yeah, it's for adults.
But I've never seen a kid with a silk rug. I'll tell you that right now.
An adult rug.
And then
kids, get off that rug. Kids. You stay off that rug.
A silk rug has to bunch up, especially.
It's pretty slippery. Yeah. You need a very good, like, gripping kind of mat underneath a silk rug.
Yeah.
Silk rug is... very creepy. Okay.
That's what he calls his toupee.
My silk rug. Okay. So for most of my life, I thought I was a Sagittarius. Someone told me that. And so I was like, okay, then I'm a Sagittarius. And based on my date of birth, that seemed to be correct. But... recent information has come to light that
did a 23andMe.
Drum roll.
Got his proper astrological sign.
Yeah. mystical drum roll. I'm actually a Capricorn.
What?
Oh, shit.
Mind
dude,
blown.
You've been living a lie.
I know,
you've
right?
Been living
I thought
a
I was this
lie.
Sort of friendly, social... Sagittarius, but no, I'm kind of this,
that's
like,
why your
cold...
life has been such dog shit. You've
yep.
been reading other people's
I've been
horoscopes.
Reading the wrong horoscopes. So
you've been should have been when on... you should have been fucking solar zagging.
All the way to the island of Capri.
Wait, so why were Adam?
Come on, insider term. Saggy to the Isle of Capri.
Okay. But why were you misdiagnosed? What led to the misdiagnosis?
I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
like,
what
I
doctor needs
my...
to sue him?
Well, first of all, definitely not a doctor in this case.
Well, you can't. There's a lot of astrological malpractice.
Yep.
Restraints out there right now. I mean, you don't want
to. You need a good astrological attorney.
How many years have been wasted on the wrong horoscope? How many ventures could he have embarked upon?
Bert Manske, astrological lawyer.
How many vague opportunities have been kept from me?
That's the funniest.
Yeah, it's really sad to see your friend fall victim to astrological malpractice. And that's man. I'm heartbroken for you, Andrew, but I'm very glad that you've figured it out.
Yeah, so I'm a Capricorn, and so I was finally reading the correct horoscopes. So I used two different horoscopes. The first one I used is from the San Francisco Gate because it's the first one that came up when I Googled horoscopes by Christopher Renstrom. And I was like,
noted media man, Christopher Renstrom in the Bay Area.
And these are the short newspaper style, which are the kind that I prefer. I want them like a fortune cookie. I'm giving it as much personal investment as a fortune
Plus,
cookie. So I would like to
your,
spend that
you
much
also
time.
Also want
to
get
it.
Your Powerball numbers from them. So yes. Go ahead.
And then I also used an app called CoStar, which we'll get into in a second. So on the very first day, my Capricorn horoscope, I'll read it for you. It says, a full moon is a time of prioritizing, and some things just won't make the grade. It's important to focus on what is working and to discard what is not. Again, this is very vague. You could apply this to pretty much anything in your life. You could be like, you know what? I hate this charcoal toothpaste. I knew I was sick of using it. I'm going back to mint. You can apply it to anything. But
I'm sick and tired of financial austerity. I'm having silk carpets put in.
Yeah. You know what? I have not gone go-karting often this month. I'm now going go-karting. But I wanted to take the challenge seriously. So I thought, I was like, okay, well, let me just like have this in mind for this day. So I was working on this project. It was like a very fledgling TV project I was working on, and Adam was part of this too, and Adam actually had dropped off the project because he didn't want to be doing it. And the people who we were kind of working on this project with had emailed me the day before, and they were like, hey, we're thinking of just like shelving this project. And my response was going to be, no, let me take another pass at this. Let me like work on this again. But I had this horoscope in mind, and I was like, you know what? I have not put any work into that project in a long time. And I'm working on all these other projects. I'm working on other stuff that I'm clearly more passionate about. So just let this one go. You don't have to argue for every single project. Some things you can just, put on a shelf or go away from. So in that case, I feel like maybe the horoscope being in mind gave me a perspective that I probably would not have done. Otherwise, I would have just out of habit been like, let me take another pass at that. Let me do another thing. Because that's just kind of the way I am.
So, I think that's good. I think that's good. Actually helpful. And not just because I dropped off that dud of a project a long time ago. But
The project was fine. I was just not doing work on it. I'd just other projects are occupying my time.
I don't want to remind you that the project was already being shut down without any of your control. Like that
it wasn't to production level yet.
Yeah.
This was just like a spec idea that was happening. But
seriously, Andrew, I do think that is actually a good usage of it, because it's like you got other projects you're more excited about because you're putting in the work. So why beat yourself up and feel bad and just pivot to the next thing?
Meanwhile, that rat breeding business that is clearly dragging you under continues. You can't let that go. That's the one that's burying you.
Dude, rats are us? Are you kidding? As soon as Toys R Us went under, we got the copyright. Rats
Smart.
Are us.
They already had the rats in the building.
It's kind of sad that you'd bring that up because our prized rat potato died last week. So kind of insensitive of you. I'm surprised your horoscope didn't warn you not to bring that up.
Maybe Ben's fallen victim to astrological malpractice. Are you sure you're a Gemini, Ben?
Word is I'm a Libra. Damn it.
That was the only horoscope I found useful. The rest were... yeah, so vague that there was really nothing to it. There was one on the CoStar app. The CoStar is much more in-depth. CoStar,
yeah.
Boy, if you're looking to chew on some horoscope jerky, get in on this coaster. It has a lot for you.
You need to get out from that horoscope jerky. Take your shares and get out. No one's buying this stuff.
So this one does feel more specific, but as a result, it often feels like it is completely missing the mark. Today, you feel like a love letter to the world, and you're just going to let everyone see it. And I was just like, no, I'm exhausted. I feel like shit. I'm going to chill out and just watch movies and play board games. I'm
Whenever
not doing
people
anything
say,
today.
What's Andrew Orvidal like in real life? That's how I describe it. I say he's a love letter to the world. You know what I mean? I mean, one that's been very poorly written and not thought out.
From like a third grader. So, but yeah, CoStar is a lot more, I mean, it goes through everything. It goes through self, sex and love, social life, spirituality. I mean,
See, that's too much in my mind.
It will break it down. But for people that are into astrology, they seem to enjoy that app a lot more.
What about you, Adam? What about you?
Well, as I said before, Andrew said it perfectly. The fortune cookie analogy is all I want out of this. I don't truly let it influence my life. I just read them for fun and see if at the end of the day it lined up. That's kind of like a fun thing for me. But this week I was like, okay, put it into action. That's the challenge. So some days, just like you guys are saying, were so vague, I didn't know what the fuck to do. But some were kind of specific enough that I just enacted them. Like this one from Tuesday, on this, a twos of all days. As that dude said in Those Who Can't, one of my favorite lines. It was all about finances, blah, 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 blah. But the ones I read are from the Denver Post, and they always have a tonight. Like, do this tonight, and it's just a quick thing.
Okay, that's cool.
And so it's like finances, you know, someone in your family is going to get a windfall, and it's going to help improve your life, blah, blah, blah. Like, great.
Hey,
but then it's
like,
a tonight.
Blah, that sounds great.
Well, but it's like vague. Like, okay, so sit back and watch a loved one get money. Awesome. But tonight said, talking with an in-law. I was like, what? That is so specific. And, you know, I get along fine with Katie's
parents.
And
it's what everyone wants to be doing, so.
Right. But we don't have a relationship where we talk at night. And so I just texted her father, who had come over a few days before.
And please tell me that you did so because your horoscope compelled you.
Did you go, hey, you up?
Hey, you up? They had come over a few days before for an outdoor Christmas celebration. And they had given me some gifts. And so I just texted him like, hey, thanks again for the gifts and happy new year. And he was definitely, he wrote back like, you could tell he was like, this is strange that Adam's texting me.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I think Adam
your
wants
daughter,
to fuck me.
What do you do when she gets wound up? Give me an insider. But he just wrote back like, hey, you're welcome. Happy new year to you. And it was just like a nice text between me and my father-in-law.
When you talk to your wife, would she say that probably meant a lot?
I think so. He's a sweet man. We don't, you know, it wasn't anything like strange. It was just like, hey, wishing you happy new year, because it had just turned into the new year. And I bet he appreciated the gesture. Made him think his son-in-law is thinking about him. So there you go. Simple,
another win. Another win for a horoscope.
Yeah, dude.
Sure.
But go ahead,
he thinks that you're having some sort of mental fissure and breakdown. He's like, you want to call and do a welfare check on Katie real quick?
Hey, if my mental breakdown is wishing people Happy New Year's, I think I could do a lot worse.
Yeah, but it's
Adam,
August.
It's
you
April.
Gotta stop.
Well, you know, it's calendar malpractice. I don't know when.
So did you have any other resonant ones?
Well, the thing is, I found the newspaper ones to be so vague and just very, you know, fortune cookie. So I thought, in the spirit of the challenge, I'd try another one that's a little bit more involved. So I went to Astrology Weekly because Ron and Andrew were texting about it. By the way, producer Ron, very into the stars. Yeah. Did you guys notice that over the course
Apparently,
of the week?
Apparently, he dated someone like 30 years ago who instilled in him a...
encyclopedic knowledge.
For listeners who don't know, everybody has that friend who seems to have had every job and dated every type of human being.
Yeah. Yep.
And everything. And it has these amazing. Ron is one of those people.
Ron is the Forrest Gump of podcast producers. Like, he had a successful shrimping business. He's met several presidents.
And
he
you
was
should
a,
see this asshole run. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Unreal. So in the text that we have back and forth, between one another during a challenge week, Ron had said Astrology Weekly. So I went on to Astrology Weekly on Thursday. And this is what it said. It said, someone has been playing a flirtatious game with you for a while now. Mm-hmm. But don't worry. It feels like it comes to a stop today, which is good because I'm a married man.
Oh, but I thought you were talking about your wife.
Well, comes to a stop today. But plot twist, this isn't the end. They are simply reorganizing their ideas and revising their approach for landing this nice piece of A. They could have a big surprise in store for you for
Wait,
stage.
Does it actually say that?
No, that was my editorial.
I was like, wait, what?
Okay, cool.
They could have adding. A big... I'm adding the nice piece of A, but it's implied. You could feel it. They could have a big surprise in store for you, so stay tuned. The tables are about to be turned, and you're going to find yourself in a situation you've never been in before. It may be uncomfortable at first, but just give it time. This is going to be an exciting experience. So,
Do not cheat on your wife because of this horoscope.
That night, I texted my father-in-law. And things got weird. Yeah. Things got weird.
Enough flirting, John. Let's do this.
So I cheated on my wife last Thursday because of that. And whatever.
I'm wondering if it's one of your neighbors who saw you sashaying in those sweet punishment pants. Ooh, and since then,
it could be. They've
had a fucking damp porch since you fucking strolled by in those.
I will say, I did notice in some of the horoscopes, there's one that was like, it was something like someone who you've worked with in the past felt like a missed connection, but there could be sparks ahead. And then the one about feeling like a love letter to the world. I was kind of thinking about it because I was like, yeah, like socially, everyone I know who's into horoscopes is a woman. And thank God for that. Like, thank God that like horrible dudes have been kept away from horoscopes. Because think of how a dude could weaponize, a straight dude yeah. would weaponize a horoscope like what you got, Adam, or like, you know, like you and a coworker have sparks. They just don't see it
yet.
And you could
that's
just
serious.
Like.
So, like, so I
toxic masculinity and astrology should not go hand in hand.
I wanted to let you guys go first because I wanted to save one of them that I put into practice to show you that this is totally up to your interpretation. I wanted to see if you did positive things.
Oh no, Ben got in a fight at the go-kart track.
Yeah. So January 1st, no joke, New Year's Day, it says, you have not put a recent discovery into practice yet, Gemini, even though you know it will be good for you. So vague. Right? I have recently purchased a fairly large bag of edibles, of marijuana edibles, that I was scared to take because of my paranoia about marijuana. And then I read that and I was like, well, that's probably talking about that. So I ate two edibles.
And how was your experience?
I didn't sleep very well. I found that it put me in my head. I thought because it's a 1-to-1 CBD THC ratio. I thought it would be mild, and I took it. And all I did was sat on the couch and ruminated on every nightmarish scenario that my brain was capable of coming up with.
Sounds like another win for weed.
So, definitely not. My horoscope did not serve me in that, and I think it meant something else.
I think I speak for all of our listeners when I say 4/20/69/311, dude. That's badass.
Dude, coming around.
I'm proud of you.
I'm
proud of you, Ben.
I would say that maybe horoscopes assume that the reader would be searching for the most positive.
But everybody says that edibles are a positive experience. And I was like, maybe I need something to.
Yeah, but I agree with Andrew. I think there's a sort of positivity, not nihilism, that these wizards who bestow these horoscopes upon us.
You mean like
us,
Ryan
assume.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, the Denver Post has a wizard chained in the basement. And just every morning there's a scroll pushed under the door.
Do you feel like this improved your life? Do you feel like this is something you would ever do again? I'll go first. No and no. Andrew.
Thanks, Ben, for your candor.
Wow. I'm surprised Ben had such a visceral reaction to this.
I don't like that.
You seem like the most open-minded of the three of us.
Listen, I will say this. As an emotional writing prompt, that's what I imagine.
Is that what you call yourself?
Thing. Yeah, that's what I've been calling myself online. If you guys find myself, that's my fan.
I mean, you are an emotional writer.
That's what we called you in the writer's room.
Yeah, the emotional writing.
Oh, you meant writing. I thought writing, like R-I-D-I. Never mind.
Well, right. I do both. It's a yes, exactly. It's a, but no, I think as an emotional writing prompt, fine, whatever, just to. Hey, I should try to be more positive today, that kind of a thing. I should try to be open to new ideas, whatever. To me, you can, I think, much better of the challenges that we've done so far. Meditation, I think, centers you in that. I think it had a much more lasting effect on my mental well-being throughout the day and my ability to potentially be open and be more positive about things. But that's me. Andrew, how about you, bud? Huh? I'm surprised that you're fucking sucking the hog of this, being that it spent so many years leading you down the wrong path.
For real.
No,
but now, I want to say, I love putting a few Capricorns on a salad because it adds a crunch and a spiciness.
It gets powers you through the lettuce.
Yeah. That's all I care about. Power me through the lettuce. Andrew, what do you think?
Power me through the lettuce.
You know you need help. Need help.
Like I said, that first one, I would say it was helpful that day to be mindful of it. And it worked out. But the rest of them, I didn't find another one that ever really like resonated with me, and they felt vague. So I've kind of felt like the tactic of just taking a handful of something and just hurling it against the wall. And yeah, one thing stuck, but you know, 20 things fell off the wall. I don't think I would ever do it again beyond reading them recreationally, like Adam style, where it's like, you just read them just cause you happen upon the page or whatever. But I could see, you know, the appeal for other people. It's like a level of like mysticism that is like kind of lost to the world. And I can see why people are drawn to it. And like I said, in the first half of this episode, like it's so harmless and benign that I totally support
that,
it.
That I will give
fucking
to you. I mean,
go for it. Like,
yeah. It is very low stakes. I will agree with that. I mean, for my level of hatred towards it.
And it seemed, and the people I know who are into it, it seems to generally be positive for them. It's not like ruining their lives. It's not like fucking up their relationships or any of that. So for me personally, it's not for me. I mean, I already have Dungeons and Dragons. I already am getting
need to go down
my
wizard
mystic,
lane further.
My mystic battery is charged up on my own.
I agree. It's totally innocuous unless you're a toxic male and using it to empower yourself. So stop if that's the case. But for me, I think I'm just going to continue to read them for fun. I didn't think, oh, wow, I want to dig deeper. But I did have one more that actually proved pretty insightful. You guys know I've been turning my garage into an office space. It's pretty much complete.
Pictures. Looks good.
Pretty much complete. Just waiting for one final inspection. But I went in there the other day to get it hooked up to the alarm system on my house, and there's a air conditioning unit that is on the exterior and heats and cools the small space. And I turned the heat on because it was a cold day and I knew the guy was going to be in there working, and I'm nice. I turned the heat on. A couple days later, Sunday, Gemini's horoscope in the Denver Post, the
Wizard
in the Basement.
Turn your fucking heat off, dipshit.
It said, take time to clean and organize your living or workspace. And in the spirit of the challenge, I was like, there's some shit I can move into the office. I haven't gone in there in a few days. I'll go in there. And it was like a fucking sauna. The heat, I'd left the heat on for 3 days.
Right.
So because of my horoscope, I went and turned the goddamn heat off. Better for my energy bill, better for the planet. I Greta Thunberg'd it because of the horoscope. So wow. Let me ask you, is that better for the world and me?
I think Adam, I don't want to discount. That is quite literally the dumbest thing that the Denver Post printed that just so some
I would turn the heat off.
Would turn the heat off in his new office garage.
All I can say is it spoke directly to me and it changed the problem
whisper
that I had.
From the stars.
We got to get out of here.
Sounds like
somebody's
moon was in Taurus.
I would like to thank our sponsor, Ron Equinox, astrological malpractice attorney. If you've been injured in an astrological accident, contact Ron Equinox. He is the best in the biz. He helped Andrew and he can help you. 1-800 to the stars, Ron Equinox.
This was an interesting.
That would 100% be a lucrative business in Los Angeles, Ron. If you ever need a second career,
you're in the wrong state, bud. You need to head to the state of mind that is Southern California. What a fun episode! Thank you, Adam, for suggesting this.
Or more likely,
it was
Adam's
Katie.
Wife.
It was Katie. I've learned to give credit where credit's due because of this challenge.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's listen to some more comedy. And I got to tell you, the stars are aligning on this one. The stars are coming out with this next comic. I mean, a real star, somebody that shines bright. Gemini.
Good star stuff. Good star riffing, Ben.
He's a Gemini. He's somebody who questions authority. He's a bad boy. I think you're all going to love him. This is Ben Roy. So let's go ahead and listen to some stand-up comedy from Ben. And when we come back, we'll fill you in on what the next challenge is.
You guys survived the apocalypse 5 months ago. You're survivors of an apocalypse. Give yourselves a big fucking round of applause for that.
Do you guys know why you survived it?
Because it was never going to fucking happen. Oh my God, I hate how every 3 months or like, maybe it's like a year, there's a new prediction of the end of the world from some asshole and everybody gets behind it. The Mayans were the worst. Their calendar was not even fucking ending. It was just flipping over. Hollywood sold everybody that idea so they could sell another fucking shitty Michael Bay movie or something. Their calendar went in 25,000 year cycles. They're called Bactons. They were at the end of one 5,000 year cycle on their calendar. They made it through one page, that's it. So basically what everybody was getting upset about is if you came home and saw your calendar in your kitchen on New Year's Eve, and you walked in on New Year's Eve and you were like, oh shit, honey, get in here for a minute. Honey, we're on the last page of our exotic cars calendar here. And if you look, it says December 31st, New Year's Eve tonight. And there's no more numbers coming. Lamborghini Diablo and then wall behind it. What do we do when there's no more numbers? We're all gonna fucking die. You, buy batteries, get bullets, get milk, take survival class, you fucking idiots.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
what a time. We had such a good time today. I love hanging out with you both.
And yeah, bud. Ben, you got anything to plug, dude?
No, I'm plugging it right now. I'm getting to the plugs.
All right, get to it.
As many of you know, I have another podcast that is on all things comedy. It's called 97 Die the Rat Race. And it is a wonderful podcast. And this latest episode, this week's guest, is none other than Andrew Orvidal. Andrew plays a part on it, and he is so funny. Andrew, I wanted to thank you for being a part of it, because you crushed it.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait to hear it. I don't even remember doing it. It seems like it was a long time ago.
You were drinking a lot at that time, but it really, I think it made your characters stronger and more lifelike. It gave them a dimension that we didn't ask for. But anyway, this is it's a really funny episode. It's the episode is called Live from All That Slithers Is Gold Reptile Store. So if you get a chance, go on over wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to that, and give it a listen. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, it's a great podcast. We have overhauled our Patreon, or Orvidal'd our Patreon.
Nice!
We've gone over it. We listened to what people told us that they wanted, and so we changed it. And now we're not doing a monthly merch giveaway. If you join at the top tier, you just get a cool piece of Grolic Saves the World merch. You just get it. There's no mystery. There's no... waiting by the phone to be the 100th caller. Nope.
Giving back.
You just get it. You just get it. And another new thing we're going to be doing with Patreon is giving birthday shout outs. Buckle up. the adult version of Showbiz Pizza. You get.
Yeah, I just want to say I am so excited about this development, because I have worked many years at my career and tried to sort of get to a point where I'm proud of it, and I'm glad we're now waiters at a TGI Friday.
All right. Clap in, Adam.
Happy birthday. Happy, birthday. We can't sing happy birthday because it's a copywritten song. All right. Here we go.
Who do we have? Ben? Who are our January birthday shout-outs?
Well, I want to say, first of all, they are a couple stalwart supporters. They've been with us for a long time. It looks like Melissa Armstrong and Chris Hurley. They're both turning 17 years young today.
Feliz cumple, Melissa y Chris. All right, we're done. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you two. Thank you for supporting us, and we hope it's an amazing day. You two rule.
And in the meantime, listen, subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts, and please rate and review us. It helps a lot. And on Twitter and Instagram, we are at Grolic Comedy. We love to hear from you. If you've been trying the challenges, or if you have challenge ideas for us, reach out and let us know. We'd love to hear it.
A huge thanks. As always, this podcast couldn't happen without Ron Equinox, attorney to the stars, astrological malpractice lawyer. That's really what he specializes in. If you feel like you've been wronged in some manner, contact Ron Equinox today.
If you're owed some Powerball numbers, give Ron a call.
You may be entitled to a Powerball settlement.
And our theme music is provided by Lugubrious Scorpio, Charlie Continental.
What? Lugubrious? You think he's sad?
Yeah, but he's the Scorpio. He's sexy.
Oh, sad and sexy. That's the formula for good music.
Mm-hmm. I like it. He's a Jenner. Mm-hmm. Anywho, let's move on. What are we going to be doing next? Y'all, I wanted to say this, and I don't want to cause a stir. You guys can come at me if you want. We're all fucked up looking. We are ugly as fuck.
No, I agree with
okay?
that.
Okay. Yeah,
I agree with that too.
Yeah.
We have not aged well. It has not been kind to us. So I think we got
plastic surgery?
Well, maybe. No,
what were you going to say?
I think we got to work next episode. I think we should work on not being so uggo all the time.
Don't be fucking uggos. I love it. And we're going to bring in a special guest.
A beauty consultant,
Kyle Kinane.
Oh, what? That's going to be amazing. When I think of clear eyes, clear skin, I think of Kyle Kinane. I can't wait.
He's going to share with us some of his tips.
But in the meantime, this is the only reason why I do this podcast. It's the only reason I'm here. Play us out, Charlie.